This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave Wansett is here.
Kyle Manunga. This is not run to the sideline play. This is down and dirty. Let me tell you about this play. I'm at Miami. We're playing Buffalo. It's a Sunday night ESPN game. I'm coaching the Dolphins.
Mike Patrick is doing play-by-play.
There we go.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike Patrick. It's great to have you with us.
We had a 4-point lead.
4 minutes left to go. 10-7 Miami.
And our quarterback, God bless him, Jay Feeder, throws the ball. It kind of goes off a DB's hand, so I do my typical deal. I've seen enough.
No one gets the ball except Ricky.
Bill's defense has been on the field all night long, and they can expect a big dose to Ricky Williams right here.
We start pumping the ball to Ricky Williams.
Right back to the bread and butter. Lowers his head and pile drives his way down to the 37.
I think he had 8, 10, 12 carry. It was a 13-play drive, I think.
Williams off the left side behind Conrad, and Ricky Williams first down at the 29.
Inside the 2. 41 carries. That is an all-time Miami Dolphin record.
And I call a timeout.
Third and goal. Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we could kick the field goal and pretty much feel good about it. You know, they weren't going to score at that point on our defense. And Ricky comes over, and I could barely look at him, you know. He had no skin on either arm. It was just completely torn off from the base. I swear now, from the baseball.
Ricky Williams, they're not going to clean that uniform. They're going to burn it.
And I looked at him. I said, Rick, and he says, we going for it. That's what he said. And then I says, you want to go for it? And he says, I'll go for it, coach. And I says, you know what, Rick, you call the play. And we called this play. Scissors.
If he gets in the end zone, you're going to hear a roar out of this place like you've never heard in Pro Player Stadium.
Where he was going one way and he was coming back. And he says, run 35 scissors, coach. And I said, Rick, let me tell you something. We are on the 4-yard line and they have an all-pro safety over there, Malloy.
Malloy.
He's not going to go for the fake on the 4-yard line. So when you wind this thing back, we're not blocking him. He's going to be standing at the line of scrimmage waiting on you. And he says, coach, run 35 scissors.
Do you think Dave wants that son into this game? Holy mackerel. Ricky, go!
Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we run it, and he brings it back. Oh, God, it was poetry.
It will.
Malloy's standing on the goal line. Everybody else is blocked, and Ricky's coming back, and Malloy's standing there, and obviously, you know, Ricky puts it down and goes into the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown! 42 carries, 153 yards. For Ricky Williams.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love telling those stories because it was downhill. There was nothing fancy about this play. Take 2 steps to the right, and you're coming back to the left, and there's a guy that's an all-pro player waiting on you. What are you going to do? He said, run 35 scissors, coach. I said, you got it.
I think if Ricky Williams didn't have a helmet on, Dave Wansett would have kissed him.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a full boat show for you A lot of fun is going to be had on today's show. We will talk with Olin Krutors. Grant is going to join us. Ian Eagle, Dan Wiederer. Plus, we've got a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. Seth freaking Rollins is going to be on the show. So there's a lot to get done. Alex is here. Tanny with the great epic open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello on a feel-good Friday. Man, that open was so lovely. And that video of Dave Wanstead jumping into Ricky Williams' arms like he's an 8-year-old kid just full of glee. That made my day to look at that. That's an unbelievable job by Tanny to go back and grab all that stuff. Lawrence?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic work. Very epic. Like, you know, I think that Tannehill guy's got a future.
I think he should take the week off. I think he should take the whole week off next week. You know what? You too. You've been working hard as well. Me and Alex, we'll hold it down. We got Ed Heron on Monday, on a Bears Monday, on a Monday. That's when we're doing it this time around. It's going to be all good. As long as they
got a Bears Monday and then a Bears Friday on a Wednesday because the Bears play on Friday. But yeah. You know, holidays, as Spiroditis told us.
Yeah, it's the season. Don't you forget it.
And
it's
right.
It's upon us now. But, I mean, the guest lineup is massive. But who's playing linebacker for the Chicago Bears? Are you aware of any linebackers who might be
Ruben
available?
Hippolyte?
Come on down. Come on down, Ruben Hippolyte. And the other guy, it's not D'Amico Ryans, but it's DeMarco.
Dick Butka.
Yeah, Dick Butka is not available. No.
He would be great.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, it's slim pickings because all three of those dudes are out. It's DeMarco Jackson and Ruben Hippolyte. Will they use a third linebacker at any time in this game and play traditional? And if not, don't the Steelers just run it down their effing throats? We've seen football before. We know how it works.
Well, the good thing for the Bears is that they have a very physical nickel player in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I think that you could see him. I didn't check the snap count from last week, but I think you could see his snap count go up. And maybe he's playing what would be your weak side linebacker position. And you have him on the field a little bit more because you are kind of out of linebackers now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, CJ last week played 100% of the snaps.
Well, you can't play more than that, can you?
Played 99% of the snaps the week before.
So they're comfortable with him being on there no matter what the offensive set looks like.
Well, because Tyreek was hurt and Nick McLeod replaced him. So, yeah, they were in the nickel 100% of the time last week, to your point. That is quite something. Yeah, because Tremaine Edmonds played 100% of the snaps. Noah Sewell played 96%. DeMarco Jackson played one other snap in place of Noah Sewell. So they didn't play anything but nickel last week, to your point.
Edmonds, by the way, he got hurt like real late. And you can see the video of it. that he got hurt with about 2 minutes left in the game, and it looked bad, but I think he stayed for another five or six snaps. And now, you know, like not going into the game without people who are experienced at calling your plays, that is something to worry about. And the two guys that you've most been having do that are not going to be available to you.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I mean, and we should repeat it every once in a while. This isn't, oh, they missed practice today. No, this is, they're designated as out for this game. They're flat yes. out not playing in this game, both Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. What about our friend Jalen Johnson, who is in the second week of his designation to return and has been practicing? Lawrence, is he going to play?
Well, they've got some questions here on how they can play this, Spiegs, because they do have a game 5 days later, and do you want to bring Jalen back, even though he was a full participant? Do you want to bring him back and knowing that you've got a game in 5 days where you could give him those extra 5 days, and then he's probably good to go for the rest of the season? Here's what Ben Johnson said about it.
I don't know. We'll see.
How do you manage bringing somebody back and you're going to have two games in 5 days? And that seems like a heavy lift.
Yeah. Like I said all along, we're going to be really smart with all these guys that are out there. You know, we got guys returning in the near future here, and guys that are playing on Sunday, we know it's going to be a quick turnaround. So everybody in the league deals with this. You know, fortunately for us, it's a 5 day span. Most teams have to deal with a 4 day span. So we're fortunate from that regard, and we're conscious of it. We've been very smart this week. We've scaled back the volume a little bit just with that in mind out on the practice field while still getting the work in. So hopefully that'll help out.
And since you got here, you haven't seen Jalen on the field very much at all. What do you look for as you're trying to get acclimated to what he brings? Obviously, you know him from the past, but what are you eyeing up?
Well, he's getting a lot of competitive reps over the course of this week, and so I noticed a sticky player. He's all over our receivers, whether he's on taking defensive reps or show team reps. He's getting a little bit of both just to make sure we're getting that volume to where it needs to be. And so it's good versus good a lot of times, and yet he's able to stay pretty close and pretty tight. Good change of direction. He's been able to open it up and have some long speed as well. So those are the things that I'm looking at right now.
So
okay, I mean, having Jalen would be helpful too for this game, just because it gives you an extra body to put out there. But I would completely understand if what the Bears wanted to do was say, okay, we see that you are pretty much back to who you were. We are going to put you on the shelf for another 4 days, and then we are going to unleash you on the rest of the league
against an opponent in Philadelphia at their place, who has not done it this year but is capable of putting up points, has two serious wide receivers, A.J. Brown, a long-time one-on-one nemesis, and for fun
of
Jalen
his quarterback.
Johnson. of his entire team.
He's very used to being a nemesis of someone named Jalen.
Yeah.
He's very used to it.
He hates all Jalen's, his own damn quarterback. And Saquon, he bust-tossed his running back yesterday just trying to make a point. Stop talking! Man. Stop talking! I mean that for everybody.
Quite amazing what's going on with him and them, and seeing how they will manage all of this is fascinating.
Here's the thing, Lawrence. Like, ordinarily, I would be like, all right, I'm afraid of the run game for the Pittsburgh Steelers because of the lack of the veteran linebackers and because you're going to be in the nickel the whole time. But you look around the NFL at the rushing stats, the Steelers are 29th. In average yards per game. They have not run the ball well. Look at average yards per carry and just think about it that way. The Steelers are 27th in average yards per carry. So they're not running it a lot, and they're not running it for a lot of yards when they do. So it's not as if Jaylen Warren has been incredibly productive. Kenneth Gainwell's been productive out of the backfield. So they're going to be in the nickel again. And I mean, do you have to fear the physicality of a Steelers offensive front?
That's the one thing going into this game that I wonder if changes, if it's Mason Rudolph versus Aaron Rodgers. If it's Mason Rudolph, do they just say, okay, let's go out there and win a rock fight with the Bears. We'll do a lot of running, and we'll give Mason Rudolph opportunities in play action. But with Aaron Rodgers, it feels like your pass game is more robust and has more opportunities. So that's the one thing that I wonder about when it comes to the Steelers' offense is if they can look different with Rudolph. I wonder if they look different because they are giving a bigger commitment to the run.
Well, speaking of a bigger commitment to the run, we know that they can go jumbo. Every once in a while, they can go jumbo. And we're going to talk about that during the course of this show. But, like, that offense is not what concerns me the most. I mean, if it's Aaron, of course that concerns you because Aaron's capable of being great still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.